Now, the second reading is from 1 Corinthians 15. It's Paul's theological directives on how to use the charismatic gifts. See, prophecy is a gift. It's a heavy gift, but it's a gift to the prophet because he then resembles Jesus more, Old Testament, New Testament. And it's a gift to God's people. But here, we have this account of Paul's preaching. This is 1 Corinthians 15, starting into the gospel a bit, into the chapter, when we actually start with verse 1. Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which you also received and in which you stand. That's his call. Paul's prophetic call was on the way to Damascus. And three times he recounted, or Luke recounts three times, Paul's telling of his call. Why are you telling us this? What right do you have? You know? And he said, look, this is what happened to me. I was on my way to Damascus to take the Christians, put them in chains, and bring them back to Jerusalem to kill them if they wouldn't return, wouldn't renege. And God threw me off my horse, and Jesus Christ spoke to me. And that's why I'm different. And that's Paul's prophetic call. And like all the other prophets, what's your warrant for doing this? I'll tell you my call. That's why for every one of us, we have to stop and think, what is my call? What did God call me to? Big dramatic stuff, or unless I'm called to be a married man or a married woman, but I'm a Christian. I feed on the body and blood of Christ, so I'm also called to proclaim the reality of Christ to my neighbors, to my friends. I've got to do something. Because prophecy is part of the Christian grace. Special gift in some people, but nobody is totally without it. So anyway, now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which you also received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. He's saying, what I told you, if you believe it, hold fast to it, and be faithful to it, you will live forever. That's what he's telling them. Who are you to tell me that I will live forever? You're bringing guarantees from God? Yes. Of course I am. Now the church has this prophetic gift residing in it. Sometimes the prophet is called, like the prophets in Israel, to reform the church. You know? St. Francis got that call. Finally he had the stigmata when the seraphim came. And he went calling God's people back to God. And Dominic at the same time, another prophet, doing it very differently. And so, for I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received. Now he's going to he met Jesus. Jesus told him. Now he learns from the church. Well, tell me what happened. And then they tell the story of the life, the passion, resurrection, and in sending out of the church, so that Paul gets the story straight. Okay. Now, of first importance is that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. This was foreseen. Look again at the suffering servant song, the fourth song, Isaiah 52:53. This was foretold that a servant would come and make atonement for our sins. This is exactly what's happened, you see. And that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. What Scriptures, Paul? You don't understand. What Scriptures? Well, of course, it's the text in Hosea. He will raise us up on the third day. But how many places in Scripture? The whole story of Israel is a story of death and resurrection. Don't you understand? If God doesn't give life, nobody has life. And so, it was according to the Scriptures. The only Scriptures, of course, are the Old Testament at this point. He appeared to Cephas, first one, because he's the Pope. I've entrusted my church to you. On this rock I will build my church. So he goes first to Cephas, that's the tradition. Then to the 12. And then to more than 500 at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. He then appeared to James and to all the apostles. According to this account, the apostles weren't the first. The women were the first. And last of all, as to one untimely but born, he appeared also to me. That's my warrant for preaching, my prophetic call. Now, every time a priest is going to be ordained, the deacon says, Your Excellency, Bishop, whatever, the church wishes to present to you so-and-so and so-and-so. First, before that, they're all lined up, and he says, John Jones, he says, present, and takes a step forward. You're called, and you answer. James Smith, present, and he comes forward. It's to this day. The call is concretized in that call at the ordination and is concretized on the part of the priest-to-be, when he says, I'm here. Hineni, which is Isaiah. You see? It's a call. Now these guys, most of them said, I don't want it. Priests can say the same thing, and yet they know they're called, they'll go, and their life will be blessed and fruitful. Will they have a hard time? Of course. Who doesn't? So that's what he's saying here. You see, last of all to me, the least of the apostles, I'm not fit to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. And so, we have Paul's call. You see? By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me did not prove vain. But I labored even more than all of them, yet not I, the grace of God with me. He knows he's working harder than anybody else. Shipwrecked 3 times, day and a night in the middle of the sea, stoned with great big stones, left for dead. When they stone somebody, that's pretty serious, you know. Left for dead. People gathered around and prayed. And if he had been dead, God raised him up again. In any case, he healed them from all that stoning. And what did he do? He walked right back into town and started preaching. You see? That's a gift. We should pray for that. To have courage. It's a gift. Supernatural gift. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Fortitude. And we need it. And we need it just to get through the day the right way. Get out of bed in the morning. Don't hang there around in there. Get out and pray before you go to work. A little courage. Doesn't hurt. You know? You had work? No, I'm sorry, I can't do that. That's against my conscience. It's against what I know God wants of us. Guts. Okay. So whether it was I or they, we preach, and so you believed. You see? And so we have Paul recounting his prophetic call. As he says here, you see, last of all, he appeared to me. Where is that now? I missed it here. All right. That should give you all courage. That should give you all hope. I was not just ignoring this message. I was persecuting it. I was on my way to Damascus to get anybody there who said that they believed in Jesus, risen from the dead and Son of God, put him in chains and bring him back and put him in jail in Jerusalem. And if they persisted, probably stone them to death. Like Stephen. That's what I was up to when the Lord appeared to me. So I have no doubt about certain things. The three pillars of his own preaching, right? First, absolute need for the grace of God. That is burned to his flesh. He knows where he was going until God appeared to him. The complete gratuity of that, you see? And then, the identity between Christ and his church. I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. You see? And so, these are the characteristics of his prophetic call, which he recalls here. And Luke recalls this story three times in the book of Acts. The story of Paul's conversion. In Acts 9, Luke tells it about Paul. In the other two chapters, Luke recounts Paul's witness before magistrates and kings and so forth. I've got to tell you this. What I'm talking about, I know personally. I know that this is true. Every Christian is called to do that much. We may not all get stoned and then finally have our head cut off like Paul, but we have to know and we have to say. And this is what the Pope is talking about all the time now, about the new evangelization. Brethren, so many of our Catholic brethren have gotten lukewarm and frightened. They don't even know what's going on. And we have to, and the church needs renewal, needs an awakening of faith. And so, beg God to give you that experiential faith so that your life changes. And on the basis of that, you have the wisdom and the courage to tell people. And as the Pope says, the first audience are the Catholics. Tell the Catholics how real Jesus Christ is, how loving he is, how powerful his passion, the reality of the Eucharist, and call them back. Call them away from abortion and sensuality and pornography and lying and stealing. Call them back to the joy and the freedom and the certitude of belief in Jesus Christ.